Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Vision Works. I'll go ahead and call them out. And I said, congratulations.
You are the suburban of suburbans. Well, you know, I knew it would be, it wouldn't be like Dr. So-and-so's. It would be Four Eyes or whatever the hell it is.
And
closest one to your house?
No. It's probably the third furthest.
Thank you for sharing. That's very honest of you. I appreciate that.
A ceramic cat, a jar of oysters, a candle that says, see you in court, a live pet turtle, a burrito steamer. What's a burrito steamer? That sounds like a sex act. She always does this little dance. There are gestations, not gestations, that's the wrong word. They're gestures.
Like she's also with child.
No. That day is past.
Ship has sailed.
That ship was the Lusitania.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
As promised, I hate it when you wear a hat and I wear a hat on the same day.
I can take my hat off.
Like that's right, because you're bald, right?
That's right. Yeah. You see, it doesn't even mess up my hair.
Thank you, Rob. You're so sweet. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I just think, you know, when we wear, what did we wear when we wear it at the same time and it would be embarrassing? There was something we used to wear, like on stage or something.
Our Neil Diamond glass shirts, the really sparkly ones.
Nasty. This is Jake. I had mentioned to you that he's gotten bigger.
Tripled in size, I think, since we've seen him.
He's a
ball python, right?
Ball python. And he's very rambunctious today, but that's why I was late coming into the studio, because I was doing everything and trying to wrangle Jake.
Why is he especially energetic today? Because normally when he's stopped by, he's been pretty docile, and he's fighting you today.
I don't know.
Is it because he's eaten recently or not eaten recently?
I don't know.
Is it the temperature of the garage?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger snake?
I don't know.
But he is. It actually got to the point before the program when Mike said, I wish this was on the air, because you couldn't do a damn thing with him.
All right. So here, let me put him up here.
On the hat?
I'm trying to show his size. Wait, now I've got everything open, right?
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like you got your...
All right, my board is all messed.
Turn off your effects, Mike. This is going well.
Hold on. This is the worst show I've done so far. And this is a disaster.
It's in 40 years.
This is the worst show. I don't want to put him around my neck.
Well, that's how he kills things, right?
Hello. I don't have the right...
Is your effects mic on?
Yes, Rob, it's on. Obviously, okay. I can hear it.
Well, just checking.
I know. I just don't know what's going on here. I'm just trying. I'm doing my very best. I really am.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
This is episode number 3257. We have much to discuss today.
I'll be right back.
Okay, very good. You know, Mike went bowling last night, and I'm very excited to hear about that. Also, I have something today that gives me a little bit of trepidation. I'm going to the eye doctor, and I hate when they blow the air in your eye. And I also hate, I'm not going to say where I'm going, but it rhymes with Mission Works.
Hi, I'm back.
Hi, Mike. Now what?
I'm so sorry.
You're really fine.
Everything's open, and I don't know what I'm doing. You can hear that? It sounds horrible, doesn't it, Rob?
It does sound horrible. But it sounds like you're running an effect on your voice on purpose.
No, I'm not. I'm really not trying to.
Quite bassy.
I'm rebooting everything. I'm going to reboot, but you're going to hear me probably. So
okay.
That's going to be good. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you. Absolutely.
Probably sound. No, it doesn't sound any better.
No, it sounds.
I'll fix it in a second. How you been? Okay.
I've been great. I'm so pleased you brought the snake with you today, because otherwise we'd be in a mess, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would, Rob. This is my telephone sound effect. I might as well talk to you.
Hello, Mr. President.
I've been making an effort, because I've listened to the listener feedback that the shows have been fun, and I'm trying to make them fun and do all sorts of things. That's why, you know, it's an interesting time.
This is like the old ad campaign. We asked what you wanted, and we listened. And they wanted the snake, did they not?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
got it?
I got it. Hello. 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 There we go. Right? That sound nice and clear?
Nice.
Yeah. Now I can turn you down. God, you've been so loud. So, I'm not sure exactly how old he is. I think he's 2 or 3 years old.
Right.
And
that's 21 to you and me.
For those of you that are reptile aficionados, you will notice he's amazingly healthy. He is well taken care of.
How do you know this? Is it his cold nose?
I feed
him,
water him, and I clean his cage regularly, and that's about all. That's about all you do. So that's him. He eats about one small rat a week.
You talked
frozen.
Yesterday about the thawing of the rat.
Yeah, he'll be eating later on today. He is handled, as you can tell, he's relatively calm.
Right.
When he's handled, so that if you do that, then you can handle. And there's nothing for people that are freaked out right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He's what they call docile. He doesn't have any real problems.
Do you have to oil him or anything? Because he's so shiny.
Yeah, Rob, you oil him. You take him out like a lamp and you oil him.
No. I mean, does he use like a balm or anything? Or is it a natural thing when they're shiny like that?
Well,
sometimes a snake is dusty.
You think of snakes as being slimy, and they're not slimy. They're just shiny.
Mm-hmm.
That's their. And is this a good shot? Are you getting a good look at him here?
Yeah, it's very good.
I'm looking
good.
Him, and there he is, wrapping around my horrible thumb.
I'm going to be brutally frank with you.
Yeah, this is skeezing you out.
I detest snakes. I do not like them. They were a villain in the Bible. You know this. The
Let me
serpent.
See if I can get a tight shot of him here.
And when I see him. Sort of wrapping around you, I don't care for it. No, not one bit. And then also you forced me, and you have to admit to this, you forced me to watch him eat live prey, and I did not care for that either. You made me stay in your son's bedroom after first of all, you took me to that what is it called, like Jolly Jungle Jim's pet store?
Oh, the nasty one.
Yeah.
The nasty one. They're all nasty.
Yeah, and so you go in there, and it's if you need an environment that really smells like all kinds of urine, you want to go to the pet store. And you said, yeah, he needs a mouse, a fat one.
All right,
and
I'll
they
be
brought
right.
out a live mouse in a box that looked like it's the size of box that you would get, like, let's say you got takeout
right
at a burrito place.
You're going to the eye doctor today?
I am.
All right, I'll be right back.
So
that's the setup. I'll see you in a minute.
Well, let me put a
Take
button.
Take away, Rob. Tell me your eye story.
I'm going to put a button on the rat story. So you get a box, and it's about like a leftover size box from like you'd get at a rat, not a rat store, a burrito place. But it's got air holes, and they hand it to Mike, and he pays for it. And we're driving home, and a merry vision of us tooling down the highway. Mike is driving, and I've got this cardboard box, and I keep hearing scratching and because there's a live mouse in there. And I guess I sort of tried to bond with it. I talked to it, and I threatened Mike. I said, you know what this mouse needs? This mouse needs some exercise. Let's let him loose in your car. And he says, no, do not let him. I said, well, let me just hold him. He said, no, he stays in the burrito box. And we finally get home, and Mike has the look in his eyes that he's going to create a monster from dead flesh. He really does look like Dr. Frankenstein. He says, Rob, bring the box into Michael's room. I said, okay. And I hand it. We go in, and he hands it to Mike, and Mike puts the box into the aquarium, I guess a terrarium because it's not full of water. And he opens it, and the mouse comes out. And I said, he's going to eat him, right? And I said, he said, yeah. I said, well, I'm going to excuse myself. He said, no, you have to stay. And I do believe you even shut the door. And we released the mouse, and the mouse, for one brief shining moment, thought everything was going to be okay because he was out of his box. And then, wham, it took maybe
All right,
8
okay.
seconds. And you forced me to watch that.
I get it.
I don't care for that.
I like the snake. But it is.
You like the circle of life.
You'll probably see that. Great and Powerful Oz, is Rob a little hot this morning as far as his levels?
No. Sounds pretty good.
Okay, good. This must be me. I I'll probably do that in another 6 months. That's how much that the equivalent of having that snake on the show was just like having a small puppy on the Today Show. That was that difficult to do for me. It was just, it's the reason I was late today.
Yes.
It's the reason I had all my board. He got, it was very, very difficult to wrangle him. And it also tells me that he's faster, he's stronger, and he will always beat me. No, he is. He's truly difficult to handle. So that's that was.
He didn't
the,
used to be. He didn't
no.
used to be.
Used to be very, very easy to deal with. And
yeah,
now
he's high maintenance.
And now and are no longer. But anyway, I'm doing all sorts of callbacks. Something's very wrong. Maybe it's because I had. Well, it was bowling night. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
it was bowling night.
I mentioned
night last
that.
Night.
I'd like to hear about it. How did you do? How'd your team do?
We won. We won, and I think we're back in first place. And
all three
I
games.
Think that, no, we were 2-1. 2-1, but
That's
we won
good,
the
though.
Overall, right? Is that
right.
how it works? You
yeah.
know, do you know bowling scoring? How does it work?
In the old days, it was overall games. That's yeah. how we did it. So it would be wins and losses. And then also, if there was ties, it was determined by pinfall.
If there were ties.
You know, Mike, you're right, and I hate it. It's a wiring flaw in me. If there were ties, if there was a tie, it was determined by pinfall. But also, and you handicap in your league, right?
Well, they let me play, so...
No, I mean, I don't mean that. I mean, like, your averages
yeah,
are used.
Yeah, we handicapped.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was big fun. We were down a man. And just, I'd like to say this. I don't want to upset the apple cart.
Got any maintenance going on down there?
And throw that in here, too. Throw that in here, too.
This is that, just, is that Jake?
It's always Thursday. Isn't
Mike,
it always Thursday?
No.
It's every always
time,
Thursday.
Every time something goes wrong, you blame it on the day. It's always
it's
been
Thursday.
Wednesday. It's always been Monday.
Let me just say to our fourth member of our team, the youngest member of our team, the 19-year-old, the
yeah.
brother of Bill, Ben. And the reason I was able to memorize their names right away is because it's an ice cream shop up in Bar Harbor, Maine. Ben and Bill. Those
I've
are the two
there.
Guys on our
That's
team.
That's right.
Bill is it's developed into a friendship. I love chatting with him. He's a super nice kid, much younger than Carla and me. And it's just, he's a delight and he's a great bowler. But this is to his brother. All right. Now I know that we bagged out last week for bowling because, or maybe it was the week before one of the nights. Yeah. We bagged out last week because
right.
we were tired and it was a long week and sometimes it's just too much. And I stand by that decision. I'm glad we did it. But
so
Ben,
you did it for the team, Mike.
I didn't do it for the team. But the thing is, when we bag it, you got the two kids that are spectacular bowlers. They bowled in high school. They bowled in
okay.
college. They're good bowlers. They love bowling. Bowling is their sport.
So
that's
when
what
you
like
and Carla sit it out, it's kind of like when there was no Doc Severinsen on the Tonight Show.
But that's you know, it's fine. They're gonna hold their own. However.
Right. Right.
When Bill showed up, San's brother, and informed me that Ben was home because he wanted to watch the Philadelphia 76ers game. Ben, this is Mike talking here, okay? We need your help, buddy. All right. We pulled it out last night. We pulled it out, and your boy here in game number 3 bowled a turkey. I got 3 strikes in a row. The best I've ever done.
That's great.
Absolutely spectacular. But I have to say this. Ben, we wouldn't have had to work as hard as we worked last night if it wasn't for you sitting on your 19-year-old ass and watching the Philadelphia 76ers. I hope the game was worth it.
You know what? He could TiVo that game, or he could actually put it in his DVR.
TiVo.
Sorry.
He could go back to 1997.
Mike,
and
he could
TiVo
get a beta,
everything.
He could get a Betamax and copy that. But with the turkey, that's 30 pins in one frame. What was your
score
for that?
I hear you. Why are you yelling? Why are you yelling today? I don't know. It sounds like you're yelling. Maybe it's because I had a late night last night. It sounds like you're yelling at me.
Mike, I'm not yelling, but what was your score? What was your score for the game you had the turkey?
147.
I'm not going to do
that. Because you know that right? You know the math, so you know that I bowled a
yeah.
turkey and then pooped the bed for the rest of the year.
You really, really did. That's something you should build on, and I'm not going to do the math because I think it would just upset you.
Didn't I bowl a 201 game when we were doing the
we used to bowl a lot. And I think we were a little younger and we were well lubricated.
Uh-huh.
And I think how about this, Mike? Better pinfall in New York.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
I understand.
It happens.
I understand, Bruce. All right, so I'm getting myself organized, as you might be able to tell here right now.
You look
now.
Like an anchorman.
Thank you. The tough team, one of the things I love about bowling, when we had all the upheaval in the show 2 weeks ago, and it was a really bad day for me. It really was. It was just, it just was difficult, changes hard sometimes, and when you have relationships, it sucks. And the job that the great and powerful Oz and Carla and Rob have done writing the ship with a lot of very, very loyal and dedicated listeners to this show has been nothing short of one of the best moments in my career. And I have to be honest about that. But during that particular time, that was just when it was all new, the great unknown. Rob didn't know. I didn't know. We really didn't know what was going to shake loose, how we were going to pull it together. Oz floated down from the sky and has been instrumental in getting us back on track, and I really look forward to a long association with him, and so gratitude all around. But it sucked. I still managed to roll out and bowl, and I realized that that is as zen and happy a place for me, where there's very little judgment and there's very little gamesmanship. However,
okay,
last night, one particular lady, and I know she's enjoying herself and I know she's fun, but
fun.
I finally looked
she's
over.
She's fun.
I looked over at Carla and I whispered to her, I said, "Is she as effing annoying as I think she is?" And Carla says, "Yes."
What was she doing that was so annoying?
Well, for whatever reason, I'm normally not hyper-competitive. And you know I'm a hyper-competitive guy in general.
But if you're in a zen state,
But I'm so bad at it that I don't go to bowling to be competitive. Right? But we happen, because of our low handicap, is that what it is?
Average.
We happen to be in the hunt, because the way we bowl, we step it up when we need to step it up, which is a good thing. And so I have taken to looking at the league leaderboard when I arrive.
That's right, because you're not competitive.
But but the competitiveness has entered into the equation.
Of course it has.
It just is something that I am into, because it's like, hey, how'd we do last week when we weren't here? Hey, they won a few games. They kept us right up there. Mm-hmm. And I think the name of the team we're competing with is Pinjago. I think that's what it is. I think it's Pinjago.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I know one of the guys that's on the team. He's a nice guy, and he busts my balls, and it's fun. I love so many people there. I do so many greetings and fist bumps and handshakes when I go there now. But this lady, first of all, she was good. Okay.
Do you sign a lot of autographs?
No. No, they're probably one person knows what I do there. And then it goes away.
Of course.
Because we are so fragmented in our viewing, listening, and all that habits. It's not like it used to be, you know, where you were one of the three top shows in a city and you'd mention who you were and the world would stop. Now,
exactly.
There are 650,000 options for people to enjoy. And so they go, oh, and they move on and they don't even remember what you
I
do.
I know. Yeah.
So, now that I've said that, now that we've cleared the air, this lady, she is, she bowls right-handed.
Okay.
But she throws a cut left-to-right bowling ball, which as she put it, she bowls backwards in a way. She doesn't do the round right-to-left hook, right?
Yeah, how would you even do that?
She does this little kind of cut at the end, and the ball starts left, goes right, and she's killing it. And when she kills it, she always does this little dance, you know, this little like and look, everybody, there are gestations, that's the wrong word, they're gestures.
Yeah, like she's also with child.
No, that day is past.
Ship has sailed.
That ship sailed probably prior to the Carter administration.
Ship was the Santa Maria.
That ship was the Lusitania at the very, here it is.
She does the little move, and it's just getting to me a little bit because sure. I'm getting, we get our ass thumped in the first game, and then we win the second game, and then the last game is really super competitive, and the dance is starting just to irritate me more and more. And I suddenly found myself slipping out of what is a joyous enjoyment of sport and slipping into the golf me in a match, which is just, I hope they die. That is the
wow. Because you, know, you used to describe your bowling as zen. I mean, like zen. A moment that you would go there. It's so now all you have left at Zen are the penny slots. You don't have any other places where you can go for Zen.
It was a moment. It was a moment, and we ended up doing very, very well. I ended up enjoying my evening the way I always do, even though Bill was without his 19-year-old DD, his designated driver, didn't stop me from enjoying the evening.
Did you play the 5-pin game?
Yeah, but they weren't having any of it. They left a couple of 5-pins, and Bill and I. The 5-pin, which Rob is referring to, will be when someone leaves the 5-pin, mm-hmm. you immediately put up your left hand, indicating that if they don't hit it on the second ball, they will have to buy you a shot.
Right.
And so as soon as she left it, not the same lady, a younger lady who was very sweet, Bill and I thrust our hands up into the air. She turns around. She goes, no. And it was, yeah, you know, that's saying, I'm not going to buy it. It's not mandatory for people to buy. Some people do, and
but
some people don't.
It's tradition. I mean, it's one of the tradition. Fun things.
So late in the evening, I decided since no one was doing that, I'd just pick one up for myself and ordered that. So it was a festive night. And
what was the dance like? The ladies' dance? When she would,
You know that kind of
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know that kind of
it's a look at me dance. It's a look at me dance. Yeah.
It's that na na na. Oh, I'm yeah. You know, yeah. It's everything but going that yeah, type of you know that kind of crap.
You've made me hate her too.
Thank you. That's good. My job is done. That's it. I'm very, very happy. I'm delighted. I am really, really delighted. Now I want to talk about your spectacles. I want to talk about your Ida. Now you have, unlike me. You have insurance through the grace of your bride, correct?
Yes, Loudoun County Schools.
Right. Do you have vision?
Yes, I do.
Oh, God. Loudoun County Schools, fantastic insurance. Is that what it is?
Better insurance than a school, actually. They cover everything. They've been excellent. I've been very, very pleased with that. But
so what is the difference between, you said better insurance than a school. I don't understand what you're talking
about. I was making a joke. Better insurance than an education program. It's an excellent insurance
better
program.
Better insurance than educating the students.
But no, they're excellent at both, actually.
Both of your children went through that school system and went on to college educations, Rob Spiewak.
I know. And you know what? Fie on me for making light of it.
Yeah, but you have been, because your wife teaches, right, mm-hmm. still?
Yeah.
Or works there. She teaches. And
special ed teacher at Riverside High School.
You get dental on that,
yep.
too?
Mm-hmm.
So you get everything, and you've never had to worry about it, right?
No. Well, we went a long time without, and that was, you know what? It's scary. You're in between policies right now, right?
June 1, I've got all my stuff. I got my Medicare card. That's something you don't hear a radio personality say every day.
I'm sure you
guarantee
do.
You that you're not going to hear Rogan, Alex Jones, any of those those humps. You're not going to hear them.
Tom Gager would say it.
Tom Gager, how are you? Hey, it's Jack Diamond. Let me tell Jimmy. I was looking at my Medicare card and discovered that this was
what's that, Diamond?
So anywho, it's I'm really happy about it, but. I noticed that there is vision on mine, and there is a little, you said, look at the back for dental, and then dental is just this big disclaimer. So I think I got to tweak that up a little bit, but
dental,
we'll
they'll do exactly the minimum. Don't try to get in like after 5 months. It's got to be every 6 months. Okay. They sweat the details. Mm-hmm. But we went a long time without insurance after the WJFK days, which was great that we were employed at that time because of Robert's treatment. And then when she picked up the school job. So now we are covered. I don't like going to the eye doctor. The last time I went, and this is what I call a true Scooby-Doo moment, I had to go to the eye doctor because I stepped on my glasses while I was looking for my glasses.
Okay.
So I broke them and I went.
How many pairs of, do you have, what are they called, progressive lenses?
I actually did get a progressive prescription. This is like 2.5, 3 years ago.
Okay.
And they said, they talked me into it because my close vision wasn't so bad at that point. Mm-hmm. They said, you're going to get used to this. And if you're not, come back in 30 days and we'll take care of it. And I came back in 30 days to Vision Works. I'll go ahead and call them out. And I said, congratulations.
You are the suburban of suburbans. Well, you know, I knew it would be, it wouldn't be like Dr. So-and-so's. It would be Four Eyes or whatever the hell it is. You know,
well, we don't go to my eye doctor anymore. So we went to Vision Works. And,
Closest one to your house?
No. It's probably the third furthest.
Thank you for sharing. That's very honest of you. I appreciate that.
I think that just getting the exam.
Can I interrupt you again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, not all right.
How come you don't go to your favorite box store for your vision?
Go there for the glasses themselves, not for the test.
There it is. Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, so just go to the ophthalmologist.
The reason I went to the eye doctor at Vision Works is because that day that I stepped on my glasses, they could see me that day. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, and you know, you go to an eye doctor, you're several weeks out, and now I've got a relationship there. I'm on account there. But when I went there and I got the progressives originally, I had to bring them back and I was mad. I said, congratulations. And the teenager up front said, why? I said, now I can successfully not see at three different distances because I couldn't figure out the up, down and all that. I think I'm going to have to try this time.
What do you mean figure it out? They just
because
give you-
no, because progressives, if you wanted for distance, you look through the top. If you want to use the readers, you look through the bottom, and then your everyday stuff like driving is straight ahead. And
so you wear your glasses at all times?
No, I don't, as a matter of fact.
Okay, then you don't have to worry about it. You just have to, like, I'm looking at you now.
Right.
I have gotten to a point with vision where these are, I guess you'd call them drugstore readers that I use like that, but I can see distance and I can see both, which probably tells me that within 3 to 4 months, I will be totally blind.
Well, Mike, my distance is fine.
Okay.
But I always wear glasses on the show because I've got my soundboards and you 2 feet in front of me on the computer. Mm. If it's reading, then I have to go to...
Oh, see, you're not getting the right kind of glasses.
The drugstore readers, and then
you need to get the right kind of prescription.
Then,
so is that why you're going today?
Yeah, that's the reason. And then also, I have to figure out the new frames. I mean, I've got these that I think are perhaps a little more modern.
How many pairs of glasses do you use during the show?
I tend to just use the blue ones that I use that I was a.
Are those prescription the blue ones?
Yes, the two prescriptions I have are blue and clear.
Why are you going if you've got glasses that work? Why are you going to the ophthalmologist?
Because the reading is becoming harder, and I think it just needs adjusting.
Do you think that, I hate to always get back to this, but do you think the years of abusing your body the way you did, do you think that has resulted in anything?
I've done a lot of research, Mike, and it says that the more you drink, the better your vision gets. As a matter
it's
of fact,
true. You don't have to defend drinking anymore, Rob. You don't drink anymore. So
Mike,
that's
it's
fine.
True. As a matter of fact, if you drink enough, you actually see two of everything.
That's very exciting. That's very so. You're not going to give me a straight answer, but
no,
I would imagine
it
can affect your vision. It's called macular degeneration. I know because every relative, every older relative of mine had it because of the,
I'm sure it doesn't help. But either way, it also figures into the fact that I'm 53 now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
first thing to go, kids, if you're in your 30s and when you get to that 40 mark, I believe that is the first thing to indicate to you that the body is beginning to fail. Mm-hmm. And that is with vision. First time I noticed it was in my 40s and it just continues. You know, it's eyes and ears. That's the first thing that eventually you're not going to be able to see and not be able to hear. That's mm-hmm. that's just the way it goes. Beware.
So I have to go through the whole dog and pony show today. And as Carrie said as she was leaving today, don't let them upsell you. And I said, what? She says, they're going to offer you all kinds of extra tests. You just need to know about your eyes. And I said, so...
Will you have to pay for that if they upsell you? Or
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the basic.
Just
see,
an eye
test. That's the thing. With all of these insurance companies, they don't. I would think that a basic eye exam would include everything that the ophthalmologist is concerned about, and then you should be out the door. But it's not the case, is it?
No,
it's
no.
They just want you to look at an eye chart and cover one eye and mm-hmm. do the little switcheroo so they know what's going on. But if they do, what's the thing where they blow on your eye? Is that included? Where they
I think that's a glaucoma.
Glaucoma,
test,
right?
Yeah.
Is that included in it too?
We'll see. I don't care for it when they blow air in my
Nobody
eyes.
Does. No, it's uncomfortable. I get it. All right. So
I do like the 3D test.
What's the 3D test?
They have you put on polarized glasses and you have to say which image appears closer.
What about the rectal exam? That's see, I got you. Don't have an answer to that one, do you?
No, yes, Mike, that's an add-on.
Bend over, Mr. Babar. Here we go. Oh, you need bifocals.
God. My beautiful ass glasses.
Help me. So what time's your appointment?
I'll be there at 4:00 and I hope to be home in time for dark. Yeah.
Will you go right from the ophthalmologist to the Costco to get your new glasses?
Probably not.
All right.
Because it's, you know, there's no urgency on getting the glasses. The urgency.
Do you have a number, like a credit that you get in your insurance policy, a dollar amount? That's the way my new insurance is going to be, where they give me.
Yeah. That they do.
A good amount, I think, $700 for
that is good
glasses, which means I can get I can get one lens with that. Because it's like everything else in the world, right?
It's like everything.
My question would be, and you may know the answer to this or you may All not, right. and I think we're doing some good here. We're helping
sure.
people out. So I get a scratched lens. Can I take
on your
my
glasses?
Friends, if you get a glass, your
yeah,
glasses
okay.
get scratched.
Right.
Can you take the frames back to your big box store where they do that and get a discounted replacement lens?
Carrie's done it. She okay. actually had a prescription change.
All I'm going to do. That's
and then she had them put in there. The only time I did upgrade for the money and I had to pay like $100 extra were these clear glasses I got because, Mike, they're Burberry. They're designer glasses.
What do you mean clear glasses?
The frames are clear.
You mean the type of frame that you have.
Yeah,
the
and I like them.
Frame.
I liked them until I really started to look at them and I put them on. I look like a Superman villain.
Turn to the side, let me see. Yeah, those are hip. Those are very modern.
I guess.
But you don't like them now.
No. Well, I mean, they work and they're okay. I like these blue frames the best. And I think you are the one that steered me to blue frames originally.
We're such queens, you and me.
We are.
You really are.
We are.
That's good. Well, I wish
you
the best of luck.
What do you want to see me in?
I think you should be, and this is the truth.
Okay.
When I was larger, there is a collection that was referred, I mean, you may have seen it in an eye store. It's the Randy Jackson collection. Are you familiar with it at all? Do you know what
not.
I'm talking about?
I do know that one
He
time.
Has a line of, because remember on American Idol, he would always have the wild glasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
And he's a larger guy or was a larger guy. And so they were like big, wonderful frames. And I don't think I bought one from the Randy Jackson collection, but I sure looked at a lot of them in my little box store. Are you going to get a brand new prescription, do you think, today where it'll be?
I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Because these are
that
these
will
are
improve
close.
Your you know your vision performance when you do that?
I think it'll make me funnier. I think it'll make me quicker, and I think it'll make me a better dancer.
Quicker in quicker of mind or quicker of body?
Oh, no, running. I'll have super speed.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Mike, I'm going to I'll post TikToks of me sprinting in my new glasses.
I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be great fun. I wanted to mention one last thing before we go to break here, and that is about the wonderful dog of mine who appears to be lonely, appears to be really, Carla pointed it out because she's the dog whisperer, and you're a dog person with your wife takes care of pets all the time.
We just adopted a dog,
A Frenchie, a little Frenchie bulldog. Have you seen those little guys?
Yeah. Wasn't that the dog that they had on Modern Family that was Ed O'Neill's dog?
I think you might be right. Once again, I'm mirroring Modern Family in my day-to-day life with a 21-year younger wife. And
you're
now
mirroring
a Frenchie,
Ed O'Neill. Yes.
That's it. There is a Frenchie, and if anybody's listening and they want to let me know, we are
finalists, I believe, for this Frenchie adoption. And there are like 25 people that are interested in this dog, and we don't know what's going to happen, but it's a cute little dog, and we thought it would be a Rube. Well, Rube, what?
They're trying to make it more exciting to adopt a dog. There's not 25 people vying for this dog.
Carla went on the website, Rob. She went on the website.
They created that nonsense. You're going to get the dog.
This is a client of hers, pal. This is somebody she knows. This is an old lady that runs this adoption place, and she's doing that. This
is
not
she
a scam.
Really old, or is it just makeup?
I don't know. I'm not involved in this. This is Carla coming to me. She said, here's a picture of the dog. Tell me what you think. I said, it looks adorable. I've seen Frenchies before, and I think it'd be a perfect addition to the family.
How
and,
old is
you
he,
know,
the dog?
72.
So he's older.
72 today is I'm looking forward to it. So I'll let you know how we do with a new
the one thing
you
have to be careful with a Frenchie is they always kiss with their tongue.
Yes, well, all dogs do.
I know, but the Frenchie invented it.
To me, I don't want to make people angry, but I'm going to say that if you really get upset by a dog kissing you, giving the old lick to the face,
I love it.
You're not a dog person. If that bugs you, I just don't think you. And that's the one thing, the breed of the Boston Terrier, Winslow does that all the time. There are days where it's a less pleasant experience due to the daytime activity of the dog, I believe.
Sure.
But it's great. So
but
I'll
largely
you know
it's because you have food on your face, or at least that's the case with me, you know, sauce in my beard.
That's you don't have it. Do you still have a beard?
Oh, yeah, look, see? Isn't that great?
Can hardly see it. There's nothing there. We have to take a break. When we come back, we've got the round table. And then later on in the show.
I have a beard.
later on in the show, Rob's got a job for me, which is exciting. I'm always looking for side hustles.
This will help you. This will help you make money in a thing that you're passionate about.
Very excited. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be back with our round table right after this. We have a new client we'd like to tell you about here at the Mike O'Mara Show. This podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon, the best tasting meal kit money can buy. And with the code of TMOS, you can get up to 25, count them, 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. You can choose from over 100 delicious recipes every week, from Cajun spiced chicken to poached salmon to butternut squash, gnocchi. Is that the right pronunciation?
Or gnocchi.
Is it gnocchi?
Gnocchi, yeah.
To a vegan burrito bowl. I love it when they put that kind of seasoning in the veggies. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. Whether you are looking for vegetarian meals, family-friendly dishes, or low-carb options, Marley Spoon can customize the food you want to eat. They even have an in-house registered dietitian who actually assesses every recipe. So it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy. Rob, what did you order? Tell me all about it.
I can't wait because my box comes tomorrow. And as a big guy and a food guy, browsing their website is not only easy, it's like going to a great restaurant. So these are the meals I'm getting. Sirloin steak au poivre. Sirloin steak au poivre with caramelized onions and spinach salad. Japanese barbecue salmon, which I cannot wait for. A fast meal. It's a chicken mushu wrap, but here's the one I'm most excited about. Martha's Best chicken francaise with Caesar salad and homemade
croutons. Isn't it francaise?
This is francaise, actually.
Really?
But, Mike,
You took French in school. Isn't it chicken francaise?
It can. Well, this is spelled Francaise. I don't know how the adjectives work, but the thing that's exciting about this, Mike, is that this is literally Martha Stewart's recipe.
Am I being difficult during your commercial read?
Not at all. Mike, this is Martha Stewart's recipe. Martha Stewart endorses this company, and this is going to be Martha Stewart's French chicken. I can't wait to have it. So.
Experience the most personalized meal kit today with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS and use code TMOS. Did I get that right, Rob? And use code TMOS for up to 25 free meals. Make sure the word offer is lowercase.
Right.
So remember, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS for up to 25 free meals, or click the button on our website. It's that easy. Make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, the Kraken is Francaise.
We have, we'd be lying if we didn't say that we have had other food services that we've done work for. A lot of them are delicious. And this particular food looks so good to me.
Next level.
I can't wait till it comes through. And I'm very, very excited about it. So check out Marley Spoon. Delighted to have them as a brand new advertiser for 2024, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome aboard.
We begin today with a product and a producer, rather, for saying something nasty about another actress. And this is when they get into trouble because they are talking about their casting, producing, they're not acting, and they get snarky and they get caught. In this day and age, you just can't do it. You can't slip up because you'll say something and somebody will get pissed. A producer is getting flack, not a product. A producer is getting flack for saying Sydney Sweeney shouldn't have the career she does because she's not pretty or talented. And this was no old, fat, greasy white guy chomping on a cigar. It was a female producer. Her name, Carol Baum. And her films include Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Father of the Bride. Well,
wow.
Sydney's reps went off on Carol, saying, quote, "How sad that a woman in the position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman."
I love the playbook when there's different things you can do, and calling someone sad is like plan B.
Yes,
I love that one. That's a good one.
Here, the quote goes on here, "To unjustly disparage a fellow female producer speaks volumes about Ms. Baum's character." Now, the lady quickly walked back her comments. That's Carol Baum.
Carol Baum.
"I didn't mean to do it. I was simply observing. I didn't understand." By the way, I think she sounds like this. She says she wishes she never made the comments, and it's not her style. Well, it is your style.
And of course you wish you didn't do it because you're getting in trouble for it.
Now, Sydney Sweeney, probably best known for the Zendaya vehicle, that television show that she's on.
Euphoria?
Euphoria. Thank you for pulling that for me.
I watched it, Mike. It's not funny.
Rob, it's not supposed to be.
I don't know. I mean, they've got all these wacky teenagers running around, and there's not a single laugh in it.
I think that sometimes, I don't want to be totally misogynistic here, but it just occurs to me that when you've got a lady like Sweeney is in that show, which is sex, sex, and more sex, I think that certain women tend to be off-putted by that, and they make a comment like that. I think that's probably why she's all over Sydney Sweeney, because Sydney Sweeney is a sex symbol. She's the sexy one on that show, right?
Yeah, and they should have had more sex in Father of the Bride.
Wonderful.
With Martin Short.
My sister's family. That's like their comedy. They think it's the greatest comedy in the
history. You know what?
Like it too, don't you?
No. Here is my ruling on Father of the Bride. Not a good movie based on a not very good movie.
Yeah.
It was a fine film in the 50s with Spencer Tracy and Elizabeth Taylor.
Right.
But it's when Steve Martin was cashing lots of checks.
Yeah. It's when I was at my all-time down on Steve Martin era because of those just stupid movies.
Remember when he remade Sergeant Bilko?
You know what he was good? The last movie that right during that era. Oh, God.
What?
Sergeant Bilko. What a piece of crap that was, too.
And the Pink Panther.
But Parenthood wasn't that bad a movie, right?
No, but you know why? Because that was a Ron Howard film. And Howard he can create it. Parenthood actually was an excellent film with excellent performances. I remember getting teary at it.
Yeah, it had a moment. It had a moment. She's talking about going on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
I thought it was very, very, very cool. So anyway, that's that. I do not watch The Bachelor in any incarnation whatsoever. I don't watch the Golden Bachelor either, but I am addicted.
You watch The Golden Girls.
I watch The Golden Girls. I am addicted to this storyline with The Golden Bachelor because it just makes me laugh because it's so absurd. When Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner and his wife Teresa Nist announced their split, which is, for whatever reason,
getting just about as much buzz as this show ever gets, The Bachelor.
You're right.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
They blamed it on family issues. I remember we had the story where they're talking about he wants her to go one place. She doesn't want to go to the Carolinas or live where she wants to stay where her job is, blah, blah, blah.
I'm Jerry Turner, and I would like you to come to the Carolinas with me.
This is funny. I don't know why it's funny, but I like this. Some fans aren't buying that storyline about the divorce. They think financial issues drove them apart. Now, so they go to the show to back this up, and they say, remember how Jerry and Teresa said they did talk about moving to South Carolina and had actually gone house hunting there? Well, there is a theory going around that during the process of trying to secure a mortgage, Teresa found out that Jerry had some kind of monetary issues.
Oh my God.
It wouldn't surprise me in the least. They lie about being like a player when they're not a player.
And you know
all.
What? That wouldn't be perfect reasoning for him to want to be the Golden Bachelor because there's obviously a paycheck there.
Well, apparently these fans are saying he only picked her because she did have money. One fan says, quote, he was so off on their final date, but his attitude completely shifted when Teresa mentioned that she got into investing later in life and had done really well for herself. He was suddenly 100% into her despite ignoring her for the first half of their date. Another agreed. This was the turning point. He obviously became interested and his demeanor shifted. This makes me want to go back and watch this and see if that changed.
Mike, you know there's going to be a Bachelor special based on this.
Thank you.
You know there will be.
An expose last November in The Hollywood Reporter called out some discrepancies between real life and the way Jerry was portrayed on the show. One of their accusations was that he juiced up his resume. This just gets better and better. I want to see this guy on camera. I really do. If any of this is true, then Teresa's got at least one thing going for her. They signed a prenup. So with the divorce,
nice.
She'll be A-OK. 100%
I'm glad, though,
fine.
That Jerry Turner has that wallet Viagra that gets him excited.
Suddenly he's interested. Yes, sirree. Isn't that fun? How can my alma mater, American University, get any more American? Well, they just created a class called Swiftonomics. Yes, it is a study of Taylor Swift's economic impact, which I look when it's a, you know, the music of Taylor Swift in a college class. No, but if you're, you know, if you're looking at a business model, I'll be all right with this, and I'm not going to diss on my, you know, the hallowed halls of the American University.
Is Tony
in
teaching
Washington,
it?
D.C. Here we go today. We've got to. Hi, who's in the front row? Students will take a look at her business footprint, earnings from her Eras tour, her influence on Ticketmaster, and more. One of the students, so I guess it was a student who proposed
student?
The idea.
Student?
Yeah. He said, quote, many other universities are creating Taylor Swift classes, but mostly in subjects such as sociology or literature. I figured that this was a unique topic and an opportunity to capitalize on an academic trend. My hope was to get people more interested in economics courses by focusing on someone as popular as Taylor.
This will surprise you, Mike. I am also in favor of it, and here is why.
Okay.
I had the most trouble of any class in college were micro and macroeconomics. They did not sit well with me, and I didn't understand the theories behind it, and it drove me crazy. If they can use something modern and applicable like Taylor Swift to teach economics, that's just good teaching. That's all that is. I say go for it. Yeah.
And she is an economic force. I mean, it's an amazing thing that she's done. In related news, one more day till the Tortured Poets Department drops. Is that her album? Is that what it's called?
I suppose, yeah.
Taylor will also release a music video tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. Are you hinky about the fact that this story dropped right before she's going to drop?
Of course.
You think it's all a conspiracy again? Yeah. We're all doing
it
that way.
I bet, you know, that someone from Camp Swift called someone at Camp, what was your terrace?
McDowell Terrace?
Yeah, somebody called someone at McDowell
Taken over
Terrace.
By like the later classes, class of 82 and 83, the little punks that had nothing to do with building that incredible dorm. Sorry if they're listening to me right now. I know they're going to be pissed off, but if you want to talk about the real McDowell Terrace and Debbie, I salute your past husband, God rest his soul, Dougie Dugan, who was down there on the terrace, and another guy that's gone, Kevin Cronin, and Hank and Rob Johnson and all the cool dudes that were there. They were the ones that were there before you little crumb crunchers, and now you've hijacked the McDowell Terrace website, and it's not cool because I don't know any. I couldn't pick one of you buttheads out of a lineup. You didn't do anything interesting like we did. We had toga parties. We had the greatest toga parties in the history of toga parties.
Mike, it's good that you don't carry a grudge.
Wow, I don't know any of these guys. I know they're dorks. All
I know, Mike, but I feel that Team Swift probably reached out to a lot of schools and said, hey, you could do this. Here's but good for American model. For using it. Yeah,
yeah. AU, way to go. The Eagles, by the way, if you're looking for the mascot. Happy National High Five Day. Rob.
Boom. That was good.
It's always the third Thursday in April. I know that. But should probably be October 2nd instead. Here's why.
I know that.
All right, what movie am I quoting from?
Is that the wine movie?
No.
What is it?
I know that. That is Forrest Gump.
That's right.
Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump.
You ain't got no
legs,
Lieutenant Dan.
Here's why. It's the third Thursday in April. No one knows for sure when the very first high five happened, but the credit, I love minutia like this.
Yes.
The credit usually goes to former MLB coach Dusty Baker and his old teammate Glenn Burke. They were playing for the Dodgers 47 years ago.
Boy.
1977, when they smacked hands during their last game of the season on October 2nd, fans immediately thought it was cool, and the Dodgers embraced it as their official way to celebrate. A site called howtobeadad.com has a very thorough explanation on how to high five. My son has routinely mocked me when we try to high five each other.
Well, he's shorter. We have done it.
Here are the four steps to make sure you never screw up a five again.
Okay.
For some reason, I thought this would really help you out, Rob.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Number one, form your hand into a flat surface with your fingers together. There you go, just like that.
Spreading them
out too much can minimize that satisfying smacking sound. You can also try cupping your hand a little bit for a chance to make an even louder clap. My son and I do that. So he's got a name for it. We'll have him in and talk about it. Number two, recognize or declare a high five is about to happen. I'm not sure I'm down with this one.
Mike, high five.
If you yell high five, just make sure there's no confusion. Make eye contact.
Naturally.
Don't change your mind and go for a fist bump instead. And God help you if you shift into an awkward hug. Both people must commit to the high five. Number three, stay calm.
Always
be ready to move in unison. Don't panic. Don't try to rush it. You're not swatting at a bee, and it's not a competition. Just be smooth. Just be smooth. And, you know, be smooth as the other side of the pillow.
I'm glad that they're not overthinking.
Cool as the other side of the
pillow. I'm glad they're not overthinking this, Mike.
Now, here's the one of all. I thought these were all crap as far as suggestions,
good,
but this one wasn't. Number four, most important one. Look at their elbow, not their hand. Your brain will automatically know where your hand needs to be, and you'll make better contact if you look at their elbow. It's especially helpful with running high fives when you're crossing home plate and you've got more moving parts. So there's that. What do you think
of
that?
And that website is howtobeadad.com?
That website is stupidassknowledge.com.
Oh, okay. Because when I went to howtobeadad.com, I was expecting something more graphic.
Yes. It's a big picture of a rabbit. Rabbit. Finally today, Uber shared some of the weird things people left behind in their driver's cars over the past year. These are interesting. Some of the odd items, a frontal hair toupee, as opposed to a full wig, I guess.
Will that maybe be a Merkin?
No, that would be pubic hair. If it's
not, because I would think frontal hair would be a polite way of saying it.
Yeah, and by the way, a Merkin is a wig for your nether regions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, more in Ubers you'd find individual curlies. So gross. Hot sauce has been left, a breathalyzer. Someone panicked because they left behind a leaf that's much needed. I have no idea what that means.
Wow.
Hold on, I don't want to sneeze.
No, Mike, go ahead and sneeze. It's the mark of a good show.
And two containers with spiders in them.
That's no good. Ew.
A tray of meat pie, a ceramic cat, a jar of oysters, a candle that says see you in court, a live pet turtle, a burrito steamer. What's a burrito steamer? That sounds like a sex act.
It is. It is, actually. Very popular in Tijuana.
Oh, you were in an Uber because it says someone left Benihana garlic butter behind.
Oh, I've been looking for that.
Here's Taylor Swift again. A framed Taylor Swift autograph, a fart sensor, and a best day ever foam sign. And it rounds out the top list with a fake butt, a thong, undergarments, a paternity test, a WWE championship belt, and a large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that says Spanky Fest on it.
Wow.
You can thank me later, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate it.
And
I
really if any of those are your items, just go to uber.com, I guess, and file a complaint.
Please do. Please do, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, Rob said he's got a job for me. Always looking for the side hustle in this
ka-ching,
day and age.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
I'm ready. I am ready. We'll take a break. Come back with that and more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa, whoa. Dude. If you have some killer ink, I just found out about an awesome new product, our new sponsor, in fact, a sponsor that is being enjoyed by the great and powerful Oz. It's called Mad Rabbit. Mm-hmm. Mad Rabbit is committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and preserve tattoos. All delivered directly to your door. It was founded by two friends who love tattoos. Their hero product, the Tattoo Bomb. That's the one you use, isn't it, Oz? You use the Tattoo Bomb? Aren't you using that? He's gone.
I am.
Oh, very good. Okay, that's exciting. He's
I put it on every time while you do that.
Very good. Voice scares me a little bit. It revitalizes, replenishes, and preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients, and it's effective on both new and old tattoos and all skin types. Rob, what about Julia? She's using it too, right?
All the time. She says it smells sensational, but I also want to mention the fact that we had four posts on Facebook yesterday from listeners that ordered this already and are using it. So, folks, not only is that great and thank you, when you buy a product, share it with us. We love to hear about it. That's awesome.
Something.
Thank you, guys. Yeah,
Say something. Absolutely. They got all the products you need, from a tattoo sunscreen, a soothing gel, tattoo lotion, and more. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. They've preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use promo code TMOS25, you'll receive, well, there's a reason they call it TMOS25, 25% off. Pay attention. That's a different code. 25% off when you go to madrabbit.com and you use the code TMOS25. madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use that promo code. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. How many total tattoos does your daughter have? Do you know?
It's got to be around 14 now.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she have a sleeve?
No, not a full sleeve. And for a while they were easily concealable, but they're not easily concealable anymore. I do think one of them is in honor of me, but I can't get her to admit it. It's the RCA dog looking into the gramophone, which is a really cool tattoo, but that I thought, you know, music. But she says, no, I just liked it.
I don't want to tip our hand too much here, but we have your lovely daughter who is working on a little project for TMOS that I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, you know, and the folks have been so supportive of her art in the past, and that is just amazing. But when you see what we're doing, you're gonna flip. It's cool.
I'm really excited about that, and we get a lot of cool stuff in the pipeline for the TMOS store. So be aware of that, all you people that say,
"No, it's so exciting.
We're just selling skincare products, but that's supposed to be for t-shirts and papers, sir. Do you need to do it?
Why don't you lick my Irish bag? It's my wife. She's got a business. We're trying to feed our effing families here, people."
This started as a thank you.
Thank you, Julia. No, I'm really excited about that. It was Rob's idea, and his daughter's going to be a big part of that. And Carla was on board with it. And it's exciting. It's just sometimes change jogs you a little bit, and you get going on a lot of different projects that you wanted to go. I have to say one last thing before we get to your job offer for me. I have to say, did you pick up also on the response to when we were just throwing around that that downtown Grand
Mike,
Vegas thing?
You say the word Vegas, they jump. Oh my God.
Such a cool joint, you know. Look, I'll be completely and totally honest. I love those appearances out in Vegas. I didn't like and don't like and will not go back to that theater. That theater is more of a kind of business TED Talk theater.
Yeah, exactly. It's a TED Talk theater.
And you know, you go to the New Orleans the House of Blues, it's a real theater, and that's kind of showbiz and fun. So we're thinking out of the box for something, and that's in the pipeline as well. Lots of, when you have change, you stabilize everything, and once things get stabilized, you start thinking about doing the fun stuff again, because it's been overdue, because there's been a lot of stuff hanging over the show. And I really, really, really hope that we're going to do some of the ideas that we have. So stay tuned. Lots of good stuff
coming. I'm not going to tip our hand, but if you think you're going to go to Vegas, just think about that Sphere. It's a nice theater.
That's right. Yeah. You too has generously. No.
Mike, yeah. I was perusing. I'm surprised we didn't run into each other. Casino.org. You ever been?
No, never had the pleasure. Sounds fantastic, though.
All right. I know you're not a guy that has really enjoyed cruise ship travel in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we got you a job? Because Princess Cruises has got a new ship. It's a $1 billion ship called the Sun Princess.
Oh, that sounds just fantastic.
From stem to stern, it's brand new. Stem to stern, Mike.
Gotcha. Okay.
And because of that, there's a lot of stuff they need to take care of, including they want to make sure the casino meets casino, all the needs of someone who is a casino enthusiast like yourself. So they are offering one person and a guest, it could be Carla, an all-expenses-paid one-week cruise to test the casino and report back about the experience.
Sign me up.
Do you know
how easy it is to go on cruises where I live? Are you aware of that? I drive 90 minutes and I can hop on a boat. That's all I have to do. I don't even have to get on a plane. I just drive across there. I want this. I'll do this. Get me this.
In addition to free food and drinks, you get a $500 stipend to spend at the casino along with an additional $500 cruise allowance.
I want to go on a free cruise. Come on.
All you got to do is rate the casino on 1 to 10 based on criteria like game variety, betting limits, atmosphere, staff, food and drinks, and support services.
You can
apply from now till the end of April.
Rob, I see. Is this like a contest? Is it a contest or is it really they're looking for somebody
I think it's probably a contest, but it's a pretty good contest. And, you know, just thinking out of the box.
I know you don't like to do sales and you don't like to do, you know, beat the bushes type work for the Mike O'Mara show.
Right.
I am committing to you that if you reach out.
Yes.
If you reach out to these people and just don't, you know, because I, as much as this appeals to me, you know that it would appeal to me more if I could cut the line. Do you understand that?
I understand, yes.
Wouldn't you say that, you know, and I'm not trying to be an egomaniac here, that I would bring just a little more to the table
than the average
schmo degenerate out there?
And Mike, what they're saying is that you would have to take the cruise in October or November. That doesn't mean that we couldn't go and do the show on the boat.
Yeah, we could do this. We could get out there and do this. And, you know, we have always bandied about the idea. Here's the problem.
Okay.
As soon as you say show, and that means that we'd have people.
This is not
there.
A problem.
I love.
This is great.
I love a good meet and greet as much as the next guy.
Right.
I truly do. I'm not sure I would want a 5-day meet and greet.
Mike, it would be so good for the show. Imagine.
This is immediately what pops into my brain when I'm thinking about this.
Yes.
Right? This is what I'm sitting across from. Look at the way he eats his salad. Look at that. Look at the way he holds his hand.
Yeah, well, Mike, there's a solution to that. Don't order the salad.
No, I mean, people do it all the time, right? I mean, people that are real big celebrities do this all the time.
Yeah.
I think you have the temperament for it. I think that,
I'm not as advanced in celebrity dumb as you.
That's not the point. You are a, I think I'm gregarious at a party. Would you agree?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I agree. And I think I am too. But I also think we are what is known as extroverted introverts.
That
we can turn it on if we have to.
When the day is done.
Yeah.
You know. But at the same time, you're better at the socializing than and Oscar was better at it too. That you guys would, when I would get done doing the show, and Carla has given me crap about New Orleans, the last show in New Orleans, that your boy was tired.
I remember.
Tired. And I needed to get back and chill. And you guys went to the location after that. And it was, arguably, people were delighted that you did that. And I've done that before and had a great time. I have no issues whatsoever with interaction in a meet and greet scene after a show or something like that. And I should have gone to that. The idea of the cruise, I've always thought that if you did a show cruise, like centered around this show.
On the Vietnam?
It would be kind of a captive situation, wouldn't it? I mean, I really don't want to come across as an a-hole when I'm doing this, because I have loved the low level of notoriety of what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. I love the fact. I have always thought, and I was watching it, oddly enough, I'm watching a video of the Kanye and Bianca walking through Disneyland with their boobs hanging out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how that must be to just be constantly stared at everywhere you go. I would hate that more than anything in the world.
Well, I think also, you know, the Kanye thing, that's a look at me moment. That's engineered for them to be seen.
Do you think on a certain level they might dig it?
Their thing? Of course. And if you're looking, the last cruise ship I was on was a Disney cruise ship. It wasn't quite as big as this, but it was nearly.
Okay.
And there are so many places to be. Uh-huh. I would say it would have the same effect as when we're in New Orleans, because New Orleans is not a huge area, and we'd run into people all the time in New Orleans.
Now, you say do a show, but if it is me legitimately just taking
I just meant doing the podcast every day.
Oh, you mean like I'd check in with you and do that? I do that.
Yeah, I do
that wherever I go. That's the way
Until Friday night when we're on the Lido deck and we show off.
Oh, you want to go on the boat too? You want to go on the boat too? You do, don't you? You want to go on the boat. What are you going to say to Mrs. O'Mara about that? Because, you know, she's a degenerate gambler just like I am.
I'll give her a stipend and she can go to a Florida casino.
We'll see what happens. It should be
stipend.
A stipend. Tithe. Second time we've mentioned it. Please, tithe to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate that.
Show your loyalty.
Yeah. But a great response to the people that remembered Vegas and good stuff. We're going to take a break. When we come back, how's your butt size? That's right.
You fascinate me. Yeah.
Country by country. Who's got the best, the smallest, the biggest, what have you? We'll have all that on the Mike O'Mara Show, because we have class, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way that rocks. Let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box.
Yes.
Just like us, you're going to love it. Spring cleaning is upon us, but there is one meaningful box you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's videotapes and photos. You can preserve them for eternity. Legacy Box makes it easy. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, and pictures, and send it back. You'll get it back on a thumb drive or on the cloud, ready to watch and easy to share. So simple, it's like magic. Preserving your family's heritage is the only way to ensure your lawnmower is loud outside. I'm sorry.
Mike, we can't hear it.
Preserving your family's heritage is the only way to ensure your weed whacker is just outside the garage door. I'm going to try that again. I've messed up the copy. Preserving your family's heritage is the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations to come.
That's
right. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box. Don't wait. It's simple, affordable, and they take care of you.
They do.
I'm Carol Baum.
No, you're not.
Sydney, sweetie.
Anyway, they take care of everything. Thanks to Legacy Box, all our histories and memories live on.
They do.
Digital clarity, no degradation. Check protecting your memories off your spring cleaning to-do list with Legacy Box. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. Okay, this came across the desk studios, ladies and gentlemen, and it's about butts.
Hey, Becky, look at her butt.
Do you say data or data?
Data.
New.
But I also say if it's single, it's datum.
Okay. I don't think this is datum. This is a bunch. So it.
That is the loudest it's ever been, Mike, right there.
It's idling outside. It doesn't bother me, though. I'm cool with it. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
A new batch of data has analyzed which women by nationality and on average possess either the widest or the most narrow sets of hips.
Okay.
An integral part of the anatomy that can sculpt a Sir Mix-a-Lot worthy behind.
Yes.
I fancy that. You hear it again? I'm sorry.
You must focus. You must focus.
To the dismay of many patriots.
Yes.
Patriots, as I like to say.
Yeah.
The United States average female hip size of 40.2 inches.
Can you hear that, Mike?
Yes, I can.
I'm in an elegant restaurant.
Hey, how are you, Rob? Can you pass the... I like to do it just off mic.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, Rob, this is some cruise ship, isn't it?
I can't believe they paid you to do this.
Boy, look at that. Look at that woman's ass.
That's a great ass.
You think that's a 40.2 or a 41? What do you think?
Might be a prosthetic. Pass the butter.
There you go. Is that rye bread or is that pumpernickel?
It's cinnamon.
Did you get the clams?
Yesterday I got the clams.
I think that's beautiful, but
I can't even
see the panty line there. That's wonderful. So to the dismay of many, look for that on the new Mike O'Mara show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, periodic improvs right in the middle of the show. Rob will play a sound effect or a music bed. We'll just launch right in. I am not joking about that. 40.2 inches. That did not crack, get it?
Ah.
The top 10 list. Coming in at 11, so we were 11th in the world. Instead,
that's the United States.
The U.S. was a number 11. That's market researchers Gitnux, G-I-T-N-U-X, Gitnux.
Gitnux. It's weird, Mike, because the classic measurement from, you know, the old days, 36, 24, 36.
Right.
That's bigger than the standard. So if that's your thing, good for you.
The crown went to South Africa, where ladies are strutting around with 41.73-inch circumferences of pride and joy. Argentina followed close behind at 41 inches. Then Sweden with 40.94 inches, followed by Greece, Germany, the United Kingdom, which wears an average pant size of 12 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's a large size.
Yes,
is it
is.
Not?
It is.
That's according to other Gitnux research. They didn't make the cut. The UK. So they didn't even give you a number.
Well,
for the
congratulations
UK.
To the Argentinians or Argentinians down in Argentina. They got that great Nazi ass
elsewhere around. Nazi ass. Nothing like that Nazi ass. Elsewhere on the globe, Australia's down under number was 40.5 inches for seventh place. Canada took ninth.
Boo!
With 40.3. France rounded up. Now, I played golf with multiple Canadians yesterday. All right,
I bet they stole your ball.
You back off. France rounded out the top 10 with 40.25. South Korea was the top-ranking Asian nation at 38 inches, your ideal number.
Yeah, well, very close, yeah.
13th place, while India finished at the very bottom, 16th place, with 36.1 inches.
That's the ideal, the 36
tiny.
Right there. So they say. So they
can say. You play the cocktail music again, please?
Yeah, here
really
we are at the restaurant.
Oh, man, I'll tell you something. I just got out of the hot tub with Paulie Christine, and I told him that did not look like a leaf floating on top of that water.
I know. He always sits right in front of the Jets.
She wouldn't do that. Are you going to the Cirque du Soleil show tonight?
No. I'm going to the brownie tasting.
How's Carrie doing? Is she feeling any better?
Well, she's not on this trip.
She was on the boat when we left the harbor.
Yeah. Well, we left her at Sausalito.
Sausalito, summer nights. All right, stop it, you idiot. We've got to take a break.
We
will come back. And do you have a side for us
today?
I do.
Mike, let's flip it.
Flip of Side coming right next on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. And hey, Prince Harry, thanks for renouncing your British residency.
That's good. I did the same thing.
Yeah. What the hell does that mean? Sausalito Summer Nights on the Mike O'Mara Show. Coming up, everybody. Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Why? Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. Yeah, they took care of those guys. Mm-hmm. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, listen up. This podcast, sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. And I've been talking about it for a long time. I've gotten several cases of wine from Naked Wines, mm-hmm. and I have not had a clinker bottle. They've all been fantastic. You can pause or cancel at any time. Just do it. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle, and it is good stuff. nakedwines.com/TMOS. Use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles, $39.99. That's a bargain. nakedwines.com/TMOS. Code and password. $100 off. First 6 bottles. Cheers. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Roll over.
The flip side.
So, Mike, when you travel, yes. I remember the last time I flew overseas, we didn't have mobile phones. So I didn't have to worry about making sure my plan was up to date.
All you had to do was worry about making sure that, you know, Charles Lindbergh got his snacks. That's all right. you really worked on. That's all I had to look for.
Have you ever heard of Dunedin, Florida?
Dunedin.
Dunedin, Florida. It's near Tampa, I believe.
I think it's pronounced Dunedin. And yeah, it's a coastal town, I believe, near Tampa.
A gentleman there, he grew up in Switzerland and he wanted to go back to Switzerland and visit. Okay. What he did not count on was the fact that his cell phone carrier would mess up his update for his coverage, and he got a bill that sort of surprised him.
Renee Raimondi and his wife Linda spent 3 weeks touring Switzerland last September.
If you see a picture of that, that's Geneva. That's Lausanne. That's the town that I grew up in. Great time in a great location up in the mountains.
Renee says he's been with T-Mobile for close to 30 years. He told me he notified the carrier of his travel plans.
They said, you're covered. Whatever that meant, you're covered.
The Dunedin couple says they've made multiple trips to Switzerland, where Renee is from.
Of course they
have. But they've never incurred any shocking cell phone charges until this trip.
I get this T-Mobile bill and didn't, you know, bother me very much because I thought I was reading $143. And I'm thinking, oh, that's reasonable.
It wasn't until Renee went to pay the bill that he realized.
Hold on. I don't give a rat's ass about his bill. Yeah, $143. I know why you're laughing, because you have found a prototype. They are all like that down here. And the thing is, got there. You know, we have $40 million in the bank. It's our 8th trip to Switzerland. We're greedy and we take
the
everything
beauty
from
of it,
everybody.
Mike, is that he was on data roaming charges for a 2-week trip.
And they're all like that. That's our local news. It's just 24/7 bitching. That's what it's about.
I don't know.
By the way, I think I'll put my glasses on my head like this. Yeah, there you go.
It was $250,000, but it was a lovely trip.
It's man, you know what? Switzerland is on my bucket list. I'd love to go to Switzerland, but you get that. So many different things where they're just like, meh, 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 meh. Well, we don't really get great service. Meh, 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 meh.
You should go visit him in Dunedin.
I should go up to Dunedin, absolutely.
All right, Mike, it's called Bond 26. It doesn't have a title yet. The next James Bond movie.
Okay.
And here is a teaser trailer with Henry Cavill. Is it Henry Cavill?
Oh, is this the AI one where they
faked it? I was going to try to trick you. Yeah, it is.
Okay,
this is totally AI. And Margot Robbie. I would go see this movie.
Okay, I wanted to see it too. I didn't see it.
This is totally AI.
He's seen things. He knows things. What if he's not coming for us?
Come on, Bond. Where the hell are you?
James Bond.
This is the most dangerous time in our history.
You ready?
Why would it come back now?
To infiltrate this organization.
This is going to be fun.
You told me this was going to be a simple extraction.
Holy shit.
Where's she?
It's not a cop, what is
it? It's going to be Margot Robbie.
Yeah, where is she?
Not in the teaser. I think she's in the
that's
full trailer.
Very disappointing. Very disappointing. But, you know what? I thought we'd get more Margot Robbie in that.
But
really,
to think that that movie does not exist and they used AI to make a trailer for it.
Yeah, it's you're going to see so much of that in the coming months and years.
I know.
You're going to see that all the time. They're going to be able to create an entire film. And that's what they're guarding against right now. And that's why the content creators around the world are freaking out about this, because you have the technology now, I believe, Rob, where you could create an entire product, a television show or a film with AI and not have any live participation.
Wouldn't it be fun, Mike, to see that movie, Bond 26, with a young Sean Connery?
It would be interesting. It would be probably a little harder to do with his body of work, but who knows? You can see anything now. It's the way it works.
All right, so there's that. So watch out for Bond 26. Neither of them have attached themselves to the project.
No, it's totally fabricated.
Totally fabricated.
To get some, but it will get buzz for the next Bond film whenever that comes out.
Albert Broccoli, I'm sure, is very happy with that.
Who's Albert Broccoli?
He's produced all of the Bond films. It's just a name that sticks with me because his name is Broccoli.
That's his head. That's in your brain. That
it
stays,
is.
And then you spew it out periodically, and it relieves you.
Mike, we've been together for a long time, and we close with this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever played anything from a Red Fox party album on our show.
Dirty, right? Right? Notoriously.
They can be dirty. Yeah. And I mean, like, sold from under the counter, Red Fox party albums.
Right.
This is a joke I ran into. It's saucy, but not dirty. It's about a radio faith healer. And I play this because it's International Amateur Radio Day. Here he is. You know him as Fred G. Sanford, Red Fox. On the Zoo.
There was an old couple in the front room of their home, and they were rocking. They had their rocking chairs, and they'd been living there 53 years. This faith healer came on the radio. He said, "I can heal you tonight if you in the sound of my voice this evening. I can heal you tonight if you want to be healed. Put one hand on your radio and put one hand on what you want healed." So, the old lady reached over and put one hand on the radio and put one hand on the old tired heart and kept humming and singing, "Wade in the water, wade in the water, children." Her husband looked over and said, "Well, what the hell can I lose?" He reached over and put one hand on the radio and sneaked one hand down his lap. He said, "Wade in the water, wade in the water, children." His wife looked over at him. She said, "Al, he said he could heal, not raise the dead."
The great Red Fox. Mike, that's all I have for you today.
Oh, good job. That's fantastic. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow for a bonus show.
Yes, yes.
And thank you for reaching out and supporting us and getting our bonus content. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's all you need to do to subscribe, and that links you to the store, to all the good stuff. I'll give you all the info you need right now.
Please.
If you would like to go there right now, you can find it, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click on the supporters area, click bonus show, and log in from there. If you were on the old platform, all you do now. Oz, is it still, if you forgot password, you reset it, and you're done, or do we have to give them new information?
No, go with that. If you have send a message on Facebook.
All right. So go to the supporters area, and that'll get you that. The bonus RSS feed available on our brand new platform. From the store to the bonus show to our daily free content, audio and video, you get it all. MikeO'MaraShow.com. For Oz, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long every the day.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I'm over here now!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We see you. We hear you. And we stand with you.